Good morning. I am so very happy and thankful to be here with you again today. I appreciated the Lord's blessing on us yesterday and this morning already. As Brother Jamie has so well taught us, this doctrine of election teaches us that God chose a people before the world began. He chose a people to save from their sins. As we learned yesterday, all men were sinners. How did we become sinners? How did we receive this curse of death? The Word of God teaches us that by one man sin entered into the world and death by sin. Who was that man who sinned? Adam, that's right. And when Adam sinned, death passed upon all men, for all had sinned. So is there anyone righteous? Is there anyone here who has not sinned? Absolutely not. But the penalty of sin is death. As we have learned, not just our own natural death, but a spiritual death, a death to God. In our natural state, all of us are without hope. We all are going to die. But thanks be to God, God chose His people. And because of this choice and His actions based upon it, His people are going to be delivered from sin. And from death. God chose, as Brother Jamie spoke to us yesterday, in covenant with His Son. He chose to send His Son Jesus to save His people from their sins. In Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21, as the angel of God came to speak to Joseph, the husband of Mary, we read that the angel spoke in verse 21 and said, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he should. Amen. Who knows what the name Jesus means here today? Savior.
Yeah.
Jesus is called Savior. His name means Savior. And here the Word of God says, He shall save His people from their sins. Amen. This is a promise of God, a God who is sovereign. He does not say He will try to save a people from their sins. He does not say He will save all men from sin. He says He shall save His people from their sin. This morning we need to be very clear in understanding both for whom Christ died. And also what Jesus suffered for our sins. It is important for us to know that Jesus died for all of our sin. If Jesus died only for some of the sins that I have committed, then even one sin that remains is enough to send me to everlasting hell. It is also important for us to know that when Jesus suffered and He died, He did not suffer a penalty for sin in general. But He suffered for very specific sins. It is with this understanding that we can claim Jesus as our Savior. Jesus did not die for all of the sins of all of the world. Jesus suffered for all of the sins of His people. He suffered for every sin that I have committed. And because you believe in Jesus Christ this morning, you know that Jesus Christ died for every sin that you have committed. Jesus Christ came to save His people from their sins. As we have seen this morning, Jesus' elect, His chosen, are called in the Word of God sheep. Jesus has a very personal relationship with each of His people. He comes in the life of every one of His children and reveals Himself. And He gives life to a heart that is dead and unfeeling. And He causes us to know our sin. The Apostle Paul is a good example of this principle. Paul believed that he was a good man, a man who served God. He even says in the Philippian letter that he was without blame according to the law. But while Paul was living without blame according to the law, he was living a life that was full of sin. He was persecuting the church of God. And he was speaking against the name of Jesus. The time came in Paul's life when God revealed himself to him. Paul tells us that when that commandment came, he realized that he was a sinner. He says, "Sin revived and I died." We then find a change in Paul's description of himself. No longer does he call himself righteous, but instead we find this expression in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15. Is there anyone here this morning who feels yourself to be the chief of sinners? Does anyone feel to be a sinner this morning? Amen. Paul said, "I'm the chief of sinners," but then he writes in the Roman letter, he writes Romans 5, verse 8. Amen. I don't have to worry about my sin separating me from God. Christ didn't wait until I was free from sin to love me. God's love for us is shown in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Christ didn't die to make a way for the forgiveness of sins for all men.
but rather
by his death he purchased redemption for us.
We were dead
in our sin. Can a dead man act? Of sins. No. In the Ephesian letter in chapter 2, verse 1, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sins. He says, in times past, you walked the way the world walks. He says we lived our lives in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of our flesh and of our minds. And he says that by nature we were the children of wrath. Who made the difference? Why are we no longer the children of wrath? Someone read verse 4 and 5.
Amen.
By grace are you saved. He didn't wait for us to make a choice for him. But he loved us so much that when we were dead in sins, Jesus died for us. Again, he died for us. And by his death, we are saved from sin. Jesus spoke of his elect as his sheep. In the 10th chapter of John's Gospel, in verse 14, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known of mine.
Chapter 10, verse 14. Okay.
Verse 15.
Okay. Amen.
Amen. So for whom did Christ die?
Hai tha ta pre Jesus Christ kut samrap na na. Ba me na?
His sheep. Yes. That's right. He didn't die for any goats.
Ai prom chan ban ba sukut samrap pope te.
He died for his sheep only.
Ai prom chan sukut samrap tai chim robos trung ta pano.
It is only his sheep who can believe.
Mean tai chim robos ong trung tai pano dai ai chue.
Because it is only his sheep who have been given life.
ពីព្រោះមានតែជាម្អងត្រង់តែប៉ុណ្ណោះជាម្របងត្រង់តែប៉ុណ្ណោះដែលបានត្រូវឲ្យមានជីវិត
Can a dead man live?
តើមនុស្សស្លាប់ហើយអាចរស់វិញបានទេ
Only by the word of God.
ដោយយោងទៅតាមព្រះបន្ទូលរបស់ព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទ
Later in this chapter,
I នៅចុងខនេះ
In verse 25,
ដល់ខ25
Jesus answered them, I told you and ye believed not.
ព្រះយេស៊ូវទ្រង់ឆ្លើយទៅគេថាខ្ញុំបានប្រាប់អ្នករាល់គ្នាហើយតែអ្នកណាដែលមិនជឿ
He said, the works I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me, but ye believe not because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you.
ឯកាទាំងប៉ុន្មានដែលខ្ញុំធ្វើដោយនៅព្រះនាមព្រះវរបិតាខ្ញុំការទាំងនោះឯងនឹងធ្វើបន្ទាល់ពីខ្ញុំហើយ
There are some people who are not sheep.
I mean មនុស្សជាច្រើនផ្សេងទៀតដែលមិនមែនជាជារបស់ទ្រង
់ They are people for whom Jesus did not die.
ហើយគឺជាមនុស្សដែលមិនបានសុគតដែលព្រះយេស៊ូវមិនបានសុគតជំនួសទេ
The doctrine of election teaches us
I quality នៃក្នុងព្រះគម្ពីរបានបង្រៀនយើង
that before the world began God chose his people
មុនកំណើតលោកីមកម្លេះដែលព្រះម្ចាស់បានជ្រើសតាំងរាជរបស់ទ្រង
់ He knew that they would be sinners
ឯទ្រង់បានដឹងតាំងពីថ្ងៃដែលលោកដាវីតមានបាប
He knew that they would need a savior
ឯទ្រង់បានដឹងថាលោកដាវីតត្រូវការសេចក្តីសង្គ្រោះ
And Jesus Christ came to save them from their sins.
ហើយព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទបានយាងចូលមកហើយសង្គ្រោះទ្រង់ចេញពីអំពើបាបរបស់ទ្រង
់ Do you believe Jesus accomplished that work?
ហើយតើតើយើងជឿព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទយំទៅតាមការងារនេះ Yes.
Yes. Amen. He did. He must have because he is God.
ហើយព្រះម្ចាស់ធ្វើការនេះពីព្រោះព្រះម្ចាស់ជាព្រះ
So who is it that will believe the gospel?
ហើយសុថាតានយើងជឿដំណឹងល្អនោះជឿទៅលើអ្នកណា
It is the sheep of God.
គឺជាប្របស់ព្រះជាម្ចាស
់ The elect of God.
គឺជាដែលអ្នករើសតាំងដោយសារព្រះម្ចាស
់ Out of every nation, kindred, tongue and people.
អាចគ្រប់សញ្ជាតិគ្រប់ភាសាគឺជារាជរបស់ព្រះអង្គ
He says in verse 16 other sheep have I which are not of this fold
នៅក្នុងខ15ដែលទ្រង់បានមានព្រះបន្ទូលហើយដោយព្រះវរបិតាស្គាល់ខ្ញុំហើយខ្ញុំស្គាល់ទ្រង់ដែរខ្ញុំស៊ូប្រដូចជីវិតនឹងគៀម
And then verse 27 through 29.
I call
27. តែពីពីមកខ្ញុំចូលខំលើទៀងទាំងអស់មានអ្នកណាអាចខំយកវាចេញពីប្រព័ន្ធរបស់ទៅឯណាខ្ញុំបានឡើយ
Amen.
Amen. Perhaps the most comforting verses in the scripture.
ប៉ុន្តែនៅក្នុងខនេះគឺសំខាន់មែនទែនក្នុងអត្ថបទនេះ
Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice." God doesn't need man to accomplish his work. Remember, God says, I will take out their stony heart and give them a heart of flesh. He says, I will write my law in their heart. I will put it in their mind. Jesus says, I will call my sheep. They will hear me, and they will follow me. The work of redemption is accomplished by the blood of Jesus Christ. Do you believe this morning that Jesus is the sovereign God? Yes, do you believe that he accomplishes all of his pleasure? Then you must believe that everyone for whom Jesus died has received eternal redemption. And is going to be with him in heaven one day. He said, I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. Does anyone remember from yesterday what the will of the Father was?
Yes.
He said that of all that he has given me, I should lose nothing. So then, are any of the elect going to be lost? Are any of the elect going to be lost?
No.
But they will all be saved. Not because of their works or because of their choice. But because of the blood of Jesus Christ, who gave himself for them. Who gave himself for me. Who gave himself for you. Jesus suffered for my sin. Jesus suffered because of your sin. He paid the penalty that was due us. He was our substitute. He was in our place. Jesus Christ did not die for all of the sins of all men. Or else every man would be saved.
ឬក៏គ្រប់គ្នានៅក្នុងពិភពលោកនេះបានសម្ពួរដោយសារព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទទេ
But he did suffer for the sins of his people. When he was about to be born into the world, the angel said he shall save his people from their sins.
And
as Jesus Christ hung on the cross, right before he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Who knows what three words he spoke as he hung on the cross? He said, it is finished. There was nothing left to be done. Jesus Christ, the righteous, rose from the grave. He ascended up into heaven. He sat down at the right hand of God, having obtained eternal redemption for us. I don't know how you think about Jesus in heaven today. There are some people who think that Jesus is in heaven wringing his hands worrying. Wondering how many people will accept him. Wondering how many of his people will be lost. Some people think that Jesus is worried in heaven. But I tell you today, Jesus is satisfied. He is victorious. Jesus Christ is coming again. Not to find out how many people are in his family, but to receive everyone for whom he died. Jesus Christ purchased you. He purchased me with his own life and blood. And Jesus Christ is coming again to receive every person for whom he died. He paid the price. The price for me. The price for you. And for every one of his children. And every one of his children is going to live with him in heaven. Thank you for your good attention this morning.
Amen.